Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
A lot of folk can believe God for a few days. A lot of folk can be nice for a little while. Right? Long as you don't rub them too wrong. And long as they don't have to be around you too long. And they can put up with it as long as it's on a certain level and for a certain time. But when it gets beyond that, people run out of patience. They run out of temper. Temperament we're talking about. They run out of peace. And what happens when they do that? They quit. They quit. They bail. I'm out of here. And what's so sad is so many times Christians, I'm talking about, when they do that, they jump out of the will of God. They jump out of where He put them and where He led them and where He had them. And here's the thing. We've got millions of Christians. They're saved. They love God. They're good people in so many ways, but they're out of His perfect will because of offenses and anger and impatience and every other thing. And they're trying to get the full blessing of God on their life their way. And it will never work. Oh, you're saved. They're saved. And He loves them. But you can't get God's full blessing on your plan. Amen.
That's right.
He's not going to change His mind.
Amen.
He's not going to change His mind in 40 years and go, ah, okay, we'll do it your way.
No.
Ain't going to happen. You just won't be fully blessed. I didn't say you wouldn't enjoy some blessings. I said you won't be fully blessed.
Amen.
You can't be. Because to have His full blessing, you got to do His full will. And in order to get that, you got to have some faith. You're getting it. And some patience, which means what? A word we use in our modern vernacular goes good for it. Perseverance. Persistence is really what this word means in the Greek. Persistence, perseverance. When we say patience today, people think passively waiting. Well, just be patient. Sit back, wait, do nothing. That's not what this means. This word, from Greek to English, it means to persevere. Hang in there. Somebody say, until it's done.
Until it's done.
Until it's done. Back up to the third chapter. I want to just take you through the book of Hebrews a little bit because that was the sixth chapter. But I want you to see it begins before this and it flows through this book in a powerful way. This was a recurring theme and is a recurring theme in this writing. In Hebrews, the third chapter and the sixth verse. He said, but Christ as a son over His own house, whose house are we if, somebody say if. If we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. What does that sound like? If, he said, we're His house. If we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. We don't just need to be believers today. We need to be believers until. From now on. Throughout our whole life. Look down in the, what is it, the 14th verse, I believe it is. 14. For we are made partakers of Christ. What's that next word? If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Somebody say, till it's done. To the end. Turn to the fourth chapter. 4 and 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that's passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Hold on to it. We read the 6th chapter and the 10th and 11th, 12th verse. Let's keep reading there. We could have gone further. In verse 13 of chapter 6, it says, well, verse 12 says, don't be slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. That means there ain't nobody out there bigger than God. If there was, he'd know about it. You read in the prophets and in Isaiah and other places, he talks about that, and he talks about the vanity of idols. God says, there is no other God. One place he says, I know not of any other. It's a God joke. God, aren't you omniscient? Yeah. So I mean, if you don't know of any other gods, that means there are no other gods. He says, right. Like I said, he said, verse 14, he said, surely blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you, and we are the seed of Abraham, and he's still blessing us and multiplying us and increasing us. And so the next afternoon, y'all reading with me? Verse 15, and so, by the end of the week, no. By the end of the month, no. By the end of that year, no. After he, Abraham, had what? Patiently endured, he obtained the promise. He obtained. He said, you got to show the same diligence all the way to the end. And through faith and patience, you'll inherit the promises. And he told us about Abraham, reminded us about Abraham. He said, that's how he got it, boys. Amen. That's how he got it, girls. Amen. How'd he get it? Well, he believed God. Yes. And he endured. Somebody say endured. Endured. How many understand we're talking about years here? Yes. We're talking about decades here. Right? He endured, and after he had patiently endured, he obtained. How many interested in obtaining? Glory to God. We've seen evidence of it here just in a short amount of time, haven't we? We had to stand and believe God, and you know, I mean, week after week, week after week, we'd talk about paid in full. Paid in full. Remember that? I said it so many times, I was still saying it after it was paid in full, right? Paid in full. Paid in full. But after a time, we obtain. And it was paid in full. And been paid in full for some time. Then we've been saying lands and buildings. Buildings and lands. Houses and buildings and lands. And houses. And we've been saying it for service after service after service. Amen. And here we are. Yes. Got more land. Yes. Bigger buildings. Yes. Numerous people all over the church already got houses they didn't have. Yes. And lands just in this year. Yes, sir. Just in this year. Yes. Numerous. Numerous. Amen. But you know, it didn't happen the first week. No, didn't happen the first month. No, sir. Right? No, sir. Some of these things didn't happen the first year. You got to endure, don't you? Yes. You have to stay after it. And that's where so many folk are missing it. They don't see it. I've heard people talk like this and say, well, you know, I tried that tithing for 3 solid months. Well, bless your heart. And it just didn't work for me. What do you mean? What didn't work? What are we talking about here? If we're talking about the Word of God, it has to work. And it has to work for everybody. Right. Everywhere. Everywhere. And so when folks, well, I tried that. I tried that faith stuff. You can tell by the way they talk, they'd have no respect for it. Right. Faith stuff. This ain't faith stuff. It's the faith of God. A measure of it's been put in us. It's the way God operates and creates things and lives. And I tried that tithing business. I tried that giving. Didn't work for me. No, you got it all wrong. The Bible said concerning Joseph in Psalms, it says, until the time of his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. He says, well, I tried that. Did it work? Wrong. It tried you. And you failed. The word has already been tried. Oh, it's already been refined. It's already been proven. Ain't nobody testing the word. Well, I'm a testing it out. I'm a try. Hey, brother, it's already been tried and refined and proven. It's you that's being tried. You that's being checked. And so many times when people start out on these things and they don't get results, it's because they quit. They quit. If they really believed it, they'd still be standing. I said, if they really believed it, they'd still be standing. You don't try these things. You don't try tithing. You don't try living by faith. You do it. And you believe it so much, you believe it's the Bible, you believe it's God, that you'll do it month after month. If it looks like it's getting worse, you'll just keep doing it. And when you believe it like that and you're committed like that, friend, you will have to believe and you'll have to endure, but eventually you will obtain. Has to be. Just like Abraham. But you got to persevere. We're in the 6th chapter here. Turn on over to the 10th chapter. Notice all this is in Hebrews 10 and 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience. You need patience. I've heard Christians say, well, boy, that's one area I'm short in. That's one of my shortcomings. I ain't got much patience. And then other folk go, well, dear Lord, don't pray for patience. Oh, I wouldn't pray for, you ain't no telling what'll happen to you to build patience in you. Oh, that's all ignorance. It's all ignorance. Patience is developed through exercise.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri, on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks to God who gives me